This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Former President Trump's team is firing back after he was indicted in Georgia on Monday with 18 allies over their efforts to overturn his election loss in the state. The AP's Norman Hall.
The 97-page indictment details dozens of acts by Trump and 18 allies to undo his defeat in the battleground state. The accusations include attempting to bully Georgia's Republican Secretary of State to find enough votes to keep Trump in power, pestering officials with bogus claims of voter fraud, and attempting to persuade Georgia's lawmakers to ignore the will of voters.
Donald Trump's legal team saying prosecutors relied on witnesses who harbored their own personal and political interests. Fulton County District Attorney Fani Willis, whose office brought the case, said at a late-night news conference,
"The grand jury issued arrest warrants for those who are charged. I am giving the defendants the opportunity to voluntarily surrender no later than noon on Friday, the 25th day of August, 2023.
Search crews are still combing through neighborhoods in Maui where the number of deaths in those wildfires stands at 99. But officials are warning that number is likely to go up. Hawaii Governor Josh Green says it'll take time for the community to recover from this tragedy.
The scale of destruction is incredible, so our hearts are broken even a little bit more than when we were together 48 hours ago with the extra fatalities.
In Australia, a man's been charged with threatening to blow up a plane during a flight from Australia to Malaysia that returned to Sydney. His lawyer says he has mental issues. A day after Russia's ruble reached its lowest value since early in the war with Ukraine, Russia's central bank made a large interest rate hike of 3.5 percentage points, an emergency move designed to strengthen the ruble. This is AP News. Now to the war in Ukraine.
Ukrainian officials say a Russian missile strike overnight has damaged multiple buildings in Ukraine's western region of Lviv and injured local residents. Lviv, on the border with Poland, is hundreds of miles away from the front line, but is regularly a target of Russian attacks as Moscow tries to disrupt supply routes for Western weapons. And as its war in Ukraine nears the 18-month mark, Lviv's governor says multiple buildings in the region and its namesake capital were damaged in the attack. In the neighboring region of Volyn, an official adds civilians were killed by a Russian military strike and others injured. The attacks on Lviv and Volyn come a day after Russian forces unleashed a missile and drone barrage on another non-frontline region, Odessa, in the country's southwest. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Gas is up to $3.86 a gallon this morning, says the AAA. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.